welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'm blessed. I mean, I tell you what, God is a good God. I was on with Jeff Rentz last night, and I talked about Jesus. I tell you what, I mentioned Jesus more on the show last night than I think I've ever done on one of our shows. So it was good. I had a great time with Jeff. He's a great, great guy. Really enjoy him. He's like my mentor in the alt news business. The guy's absolutely brilliant, and I love being on with him. And I want to just thank his listeners, because I know they're going to listen to this show before we... This show plays directly before Jeff's show does every night and on the Rentz Radio Network. So I want to thank the listeners from both our show and the Jeff Rentz show for listening last night and all the positive feedback that I've had. And by the way, the FDA is really cracking down on fraudulent claims concerning the coronavirus, particularly colloidal silver. And I wanted to address that very quickly. You know, I'm not making any claims that anything that I sell is going to cure anything that you have concerning any virus whatsoever, including coronavirus. What we say on our show, and I've said this hundreds of times, and I'll make this very, very clear, that all we want to do is keep your immune system strong. That's it. Jim Baker has been blasted by the Food and Drug Administration. Now he's got a cease and desist order, along with a lot of other companies, excuse me, that are claiming that that colloidal silver will kill coronavirus. Now, let me share with you, and I've talked to you guys about this. It's been shown that if you have colloidal silver in a petri dish and you put coronavirus or any other kind of virus with it, it doesn't make any difference, and you immerse it in the colloidal silver, you'll kill it. Okay, pretty much suffocates it. So they're saying now that if you take the colloidal silver internally, that you're going to kill coronavirus. That is absolutely not the truth. And so don't believe this stuff. And so there have been about a half dozen companies now that have been cited by the Food and Drug Administration for making these claims. You can't be doing stuff like that. They know better than that. And the problem is that this is the kind of stuff that happens. Then the FDA comes in and starts banning colloidal silver from the market and tells everybody they can't buy colloidal silver anymore. This is the kind of stuff that precipitates that. So I don't know what's going on with Baker. I know he's made a lot of claims on a show over the years. I got that, okay? I mean, everybody, a lot of people like him. A lot of people can't stand him. I know the guy, so I'm not going to say anything either way about that. But what I will say is this. Claims being made about coronavirus are simply not true as far as going in and this is going to cure this, this is going to cure this. What I tell you, I'm going to tell you again. You have to have D3 to activate the macrophages of your immune system. You have to have that. Flu is seasonal because in the wintertime, we don't get as much vitamin D3 because it's cloudy. You also have to have vitamin C to maintain a strong immune system, and you also have to have potassium iodide to maintain a healthy thyroid and to help the thyroid be an integral part of the immune system. That's what I'm saying about the coronavirus, is that you want to stay strong from an immune system standpoint, not that we're making any claims whatsoever. And I want to be very, very careful with that because, guys, it's very important that we show discernment and discretion when we say stuff about things. So that's why we say it's a healthy immune system support program. That's what we have on the website. Not making any other claims. By the way, just to kind of clarify a few things, too, China is now threatening to withhold all medical exports from the United States. And if this happens, yeah, we're going to have a massive, massive problem with coronavirus, with people in the hospitals needing medication for the coronavirus. Because what this stuff does, because it's very, very real. Some people are out there now saying that coronavirus isn't real. Coronavirus attacks the lungs. It attacks the lungs. It basically attaches itself to the lung cell. It injects its DNA into the lung cell. It replicates itself. The cell breaks open. The cell then basically passes all these other viruses into additional lung cells, causing the lungs to be destroyed. This is a bad virus, guys. In addition to that, the other cells get inflamed because it's a massive cytokine response, causing these other cells to basically fill with fluid. So you end up with pneumonia. So that's why a lot of these guys are going to the hospital, and they're literally dying within hours after they get to the hospital. It's because of the lung damage, the cytokine storm, all of the above, lack of vitamin D, lack of vitamin C, all of it. So, you know, we've got a major problem with coronavirus here in the United States. People are asking me, I was on with Mancala this morning, will it burn itself out when summer gets here, when this cold weather stops? we will increase the amount of vitamin D we make based upon how much sunshine we get when the cold weather stops and when the sun comes back out, especially in the northern climates. But we're having coronavirus here in Florida, and we still have sunshine except for chemtrail days. So it's a major problem because people use tanning lotion all the time, which has sunscreen in it. They stay covered up in the sun. They basically wear long-sleeve shirts. People have been scared of the sun now for many, many, many decades, and the reality is we need sunshine every single day to stay healthy. And I always tell this to folks, but they don't seem to understand that, you know, the risks of other types of diseases from not having adequate amounts of vitamin D, you know, increase when you don't have enough sunshine. So it's very important that we all just be careful with what we say about this thing, and we don't panic. Guys, here's the thing. We talked about this in depth yesterday. I went through so much scripture yesterday. You can't allow yourself to be scared. Because, you know, here's what fear is. Fear, here's an acronym for it. False evidence appearing real. That's all it is. False evidence appearing real. Don't allow yourself to be in fear. Now, you say, well, it's not false evidence that people are dying of the coronavirus. Well, that's true. It's not. But the reality is, a lot of the stuff they're doing right now is hype. Now we're seeing the markets rebounding from yesterday because Donald Trump says he's going to, you know, reduce the amount of payroll tax being withheld, and now, but nobody understands it. You're not going to not have to pay that. You're going to have to pay that back later, apparently. I'm not sure how he's planning on doing all this stuff because we already have massive deficit spendings. And Donald Trump has been completely asleep at the wheel. But he retweeted himself in a photograph yesterday playing the fiddle. Playing the fiddle. Now you think, why would Donald Trump retweet him playing the fiddle? Says that, you know, he doesn't know what that means. Well, he's retweeted, says, my next piece is called Nothing Can Stop What's Coming, and he's playing the fiddle. Does he not know that the old adage of Nero with Rome was that Nero fiddled while Rome was burning? Now, whether he did it or not probably isn't true, but the reality is that's what people say. So is Donald Trump going to fiddle while the United States burns? So I don't know if he just hasn't been trained in any of the, how should I say, ancient arts of, you know, Rome or whatever. I'm not even sure to say that, ancient history of Rome. But the reality is this, guys, you know, the guy's asleep at the wheel. And, you know, now he's coming in and he's hyperreacting and not answering questions and mad. And, you know, I think he's really in over his head with this coronavirus, and I guess his lack of education in the field of biology and chemistry, etc., and his lack of understanding when people talk to him about this, having to have a slideshow presentation. Either he has people who can't explain things worth a hoot, which that could be a possibility because a lot of scientists can't communicate. I'm just being real direct with you guys. I was a college professor for years, and I would get so frustrated talking to my college professor friends. Because they would talk like, you know, they would use this ridiculous vocabulary. And, you know, and I got most of it. Every once in a while, I'd have to look up a word they used. And finally, I said to them, I said, you know what? I could do the same thing. I could use the same type of vocabulary in areas that you're not an expert in to confuse you or to make myself appear smarter or whatever. That's a kind of a weirdo way of, you know, communicating. And I said, but why do you do that? Here's the deal. You have to have vitamin D3. Turn on the macrophages, which kills the virus. If you don't have D3, there's two sugar molecules on the bottom of a macrophage that have to be turned on, and the only way they turn on is D3. Now, that's real simple. I could talk to you about all kinds of stuff with the immune system, and it's just going to be confusing. Stay with the simple stuff. It makes a lot more sense that way. So I don't know who in the world is explaining this stuff to Donald. If you gave me about 5 minutes of Donald Trump, I'd explain to him how the coronavirus works. And I would tell him that he really probably doesn't want to be holding rallies, neither does Bernie Sanders right now, until we get a handle on this stuff. Because, guys, the only reason we have such a small amount of people that have been diagnosed with coronavirus in the United States is the lack of testing. We just have no test kits. And now they're being distributed all over the country. So within a month or so, we'll know exactly how many people have been diagnosed with coronavirus. Maybe, but not really, because they're not going to tell us the truth anyhow. So the whole key, again, is this. Just keep your immune system strong. Now, I had another lady call me up or sent me an email this day, and she wanted to know about self-quarantining as far as avoiding crowds and basically keeping the kids out of school until after, you know, this thing passes over. Now, you know, here's the thing with all of that. That's got to be a personal choice that everybody makes. As far as self-quarantining, and keeping your kids out of school? I guess it kind of depends on your area. I guess it all kind of depends on how many people in your area have been diagnosed with coronavirus or how many people have been sick. It's a very, very, very good question. And she said that she saw an article and said it's about being time for healthy people to begin preparing for self-quarantine in an effort to limit exposure to oneself and their family members. And she was wondering if I would talk about this. Now, here's the thing. At this point in time, I'm only a 6 on the scale still. I haven't raised it as far as coronavirus in the United States. The media is absolutely hyping this stuff beyond belief. And it's like I told you, the media, all they want to do is sell stuff and market stuff and have commercial spots, et cetera, and more web clicks. And I'm not to that point yet that we need to self-quarantine. Now, do we need to be careful? Absolutely, yes. Do we need to stay away from places like cruise ships? Yeah, whatever. We all know that. And theme parks? Yeah, pretty much. I'd stay away from that kind of stuff, too, where you have a lot of people from a lot of areas of the world coming in and touching and sneezing on everything. You got to avoid that, too. And airplane flights, if you're over the age of 60, you got to probably avoid that, too. Now, if you're under the age of 60, you got to fly. Just wear a mask, wear some goggles, you know, and put a sheet down like I did with Savannah a few weeks ago when she flew home from Montana. I'm okay with still doing that, but just be reasonable. If you're going to go fly somewhere, just go have fun. Why don't you wait a few months and then go have fun somewhere else? Right now they've quarantined the entire country of Italy is quarantined. Guys, Italy's, about the size of Florida. It's a pretty doggone big country. And to quarantine the entire thing, it says a lot. And so, again, we don't have a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. But let's all just kind of calm down. Take your vitamin C, 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. I just talked to one of my suppliers, and he told me, he said, we got one more batch we're running, and we're out of raw material. Now, so I'm letting you guys know in advance that we've got one more batch of the vitamin C coming in, and multiple suppliers that we use. We only use the highest quality products that have all been batch tested with heavy metal testing. We don't have any more raw material coming in. And so we've got a real problem with the vitamin C availability. So if you've got vitamin C, make sure you've got enough for you and your family for at least 3 to 6 months, period. D3, K2, that lasts a lot longer because you're only taking one a day. Potassium iodide, that lasts for 90 days, 3 months for one bottle. But the C and these things need to be in your pantry in high enough dosing to help you maintain a healthy immune system. I told Sharon last week, I told you guys this last week. I told her to bring a case home of all of them. Well, I told her to bring a case home of half a case of the D3, half a case of the iodine, and a full case or two cases now of the vitamin C. Because what will happen is if I run out, I can't get it either. And I don't like using inferior products because they're going to be hard to find also, even if you try to find some from another source because they haven't been batch tested. So, guys, let's just stay frosty with what we're doing and stay focused on what we're doing. And let's continue just to realize that this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And God is not surprised that we've got a virus down here. It didn't take God by surprise. He didn't go, oh, wow, I didn't see that coming. God didn't say this. He saw it all coming. And he wants you to be prepared for it, Austin. What do you think, bud?
That's really well said. And I mean, the thing that I think is getting, it's been kind of frustrating to me for the last week is I've been watching this mainstream media just nonstop meltdown. And you know, that's why I've only watched a little bit of it, but you know, you get little snippets of it here and there. But the frustrating part to me is that they're continually blocking any type of research that's coming out of China right now discussing intravenous vitamin C or high-dose use of vitamin C. I've posted it up on the website, the numerous research studies. This isn't fake news. This isn't some conspiracy theory. This is real research that's been done on vitamin C and viruses, not just coronavirus, but in general. And so they're not claiming, hey, this is like the end-all, cure-all to anything. There's none of that. What they're doing is they're coming out with clinical research that's stating that there's a high probability when they look at these clinical research studies that vitamin C is having an impact on coronavirus and helping to eliminate it. That's what they're saying. That's not what I'm saying. But what's frustrating to me is that you keep seeing these articles come out, and Richard Chin, the U.S. board-certified specialist from Shanghai, came out again and is discussing their work over in China, and he posted a video up a couple days ago And discussed again, the vitamin C has been showing great response over there in China. But then you turn around, you have the FDA, who's cracking down on these individuals right now for making statements. I don't know all the statements that they made. Some of them may have been essentially out of line with what they're trying to claim. That's what we told you before. We don't claim anything. We recommend everybody keeps their immune system strong. But one thing about it, though, in the same article that the FDA states that, you know, people can't make these claims, they can't make that claim, they can't say this, they can't say that, they blatantly say in here, which they're turning it so they focus exactly where they want it to focus, they twist it, propagandize it, and they say right here, and I quote, this is from FDA.gov, there are currently no vaccines or drugs approved to treat or prevent coronavirus 19. Now notice how they blatantly say vaccines or drugs. They don't say anything about nutrients or supplementation or natural aspects. They simply give you the only choice to treat the coronavirus is a vaccine or drug. Notice how they do that from a psychological standpoint. They don't say there's no natural solution. There's no things you can do simply just to boost your immune system. They don't say that. They say there's no vaccine or drug. That's their words. And they say, although there are investigational coronavirus vaccines and treatment under development, again, not saying that there's any other option, nothing about boosting your immune system, nothing about cutting sugar out of your diet, nothing about cutting alcohol out of your diet, nothing about increasing your vitamin C or D3 uptake, none of that, there's investigational vaccines and treatments underway. These investigational products are in the early stages of development and have not been fully tested yet. In addition to following up with companies that fail to make adequate corrections. Now, here they go. To following up with companies that fail to make adequate corrections, the FDA will continue to monitor social media, online marketplaces, and incoming complaints to ensure that all companies do not continue to sell fraudulent products under a different company name or other website. So after everything that's going on right now, all the stuff that's happening, the main purpose that the FDA finds their reason in life to be now is to monitor social media and make sure nobody's making a claim that a natural supplement could possibly have a positive effect on the immune system. This is really what they're saying right here in a nutshell. If you read between the lines, this is what they're saying. They have nothing else better to do with their lives except sit around and monitor social media to make sure somebody doesn't make a claim that may slightly be in violation of what they deem to be fake news. That's where this is going, guys. That's where this is headed. I understand that. This is all, again, about causing the population to self-censor, not talk about anything at all that the government doesn't deem you can talk about. Because think about this for a second. You now have, even the context of what we're talking about here, even take that out of making a claim that there's, that does anything. I'm talking about that. Just making a comment on social media that they don't agree with, that the big government fact checkers don't agree with, causes you to get shadow banned or blocked. Look what happened with Zero Hedge last month when they reposted, one of the first people in alternative media to repost the article, the research study out of India with the five researchers in India saying that the coronavirus had an HIV protein attached to it. No, you can't talk about that. They answer, no, this is fake news, you're banned, you can't post that. Why can't I post it? Why in the world did somebody, how did somebody make you the social media god? And I mean that with a little g. Who put you in charge to monitor social media and tell everybody what they can and can't say? I didn't vote on it. I don't remember being on an amendment. I don't remember being on a ballot. I don't remember, do you guys remember that? I don't remember any of that. But again, we have the excuse of social media and big government to come in and say, we're monitoring what people say on social media. We're blocking what people say on social media. We're even giving cease and desist orders on people, what they say on social media. And guys, listen, it's all because it's for your protection. It's for your protection, guys. We want you to be protected because you got to understand, we have a vaccine and treatment coming out now. It's got to be done. It's going to be up real soon, and you're going to be fixed by it. I told you guys this before, the coronavirus, if you're relatively in decent shape and you have a strong immune system, everybody I've looked at, all the research I've looked at, everybody's recovering from it. Everybody that's died from it has essentially you know, either out of shape or bad immune system or on a medications or having all types of health problems. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of what you're seeing here. So realistically, this whole media hype is being used again, as it was with the Russian hoax in 2016, again, as we saw with Brett Kavanaugh and the whole fiasco with that, again, what we saw with the Donald Trump impeachment hoax, again, to be used slowly behind the scenes to completely and totally erode our First Amendment rights, and immediately use that as a scapegoat to say, you can't say that, we have to ban it. So what happens, guys, in 4 or 5 more years when we want to come out and say, hey guys, communism's toxic. It's socialism doesn't work. This is every country that's tried this has failed. No, fake news. Can't say that either. You're gonna go, where does it stop? Where does the line in the sand end? Where does it go? You can't just start blocking everybody for saying anything you don't agree with. Because guys, if you look, if you really do some research like I've done over the last 5 years, and you look at what we've seen happen to us as far as with banning on social media, banning on mainstream media, the obliteration of just, oh, everything is conspiracy theory if you disagree with mainstream media. They've done it now so aggressively that more and more and more and more things are being classified as fake news or conspiracy theory when you simply come up with a topic and ask a question like, what's in your vaccine? It's not a conspiracy theory that Merck used injectable aluminum into every single placebo test subject when they tested their HPV vaccine to make sure that everybody, placebo and whoever got the HPV vaccine, had a horrible reaction. They did that on purpose to skew the studies. That way it was all numbers when it came up. And the numbers basically were so skewed, they got HPV vaccine approved. And the CDC put it on the roster again. That's not a conspiracy theory, guys. That's a 100% documented fact. You can look it up on the website. So when you talk about these things, though, or you simply ask a question, what's in your vaccine? Oh, it's fake news. Ban, hit the ban button. It's almost like these guys got ban button. You remember the old red easy buttons people used to buy? So kind of like a joke from that easy button, you hit it. I feel like that's what they have now with social media. It's a big red button that says ban. And as soon as you say anything that doesn't go along with the narrative, bam, you're banned again. I asked a question, dude. No, banned. You can't ask a question and you can't say dude to me because that's politically incorrect. You're like, oh my gosh, where are we headed with this? And this is what we're pretty much seeing. And after I saw that this morning with the FDA cracking down on all this and what we're starting to see with the rhetoric and propaganda and the mainstream media, they're not banning anybody from coming into the country, guys. They're not even screening people. I mean, the airport is saying that DHS is not screening anybody coming out of South Korea or Italy or any of those areas. They've said it again here. Atlanta Airport. They're trying to sit here and say, oh, blah, 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 the CDC, U.S. airports are conducting entry screening from travelers from China and Iran. But people aren't being screened when they arrive from Italy and South Korea. So it's almost like they're intentionally trying to bring as many cases in the U.S. as they can to get it to spread. And when it spreads, and even though it's a virus that more than likely your body can fight off and it has a proper immune system, it doesn't matter. They're going to come out now with a vaccine and say, hey, guys, listen, and I have told you about this repeatedly. This is what I personally think is going to be the next thing. If they don't do it, they can't pull it off with the coronavirus. They're going to try it again in a year with something else. They're going to try to mandate vaccines so that you are not allowed to travel freely, unmolested, out on your way without having to show your vaccine papers. That is the next step, because they want to force everybody to submit to a tyrannical vaccine regime, especially when you see the ID 2020, you know, the thing that Bill Gates has been working on with the injectable vaccines that basically are biometrically based and they can scan them and see what you've injected with. That's where it's rolling, guys. So be aware of what's going on. And as clearly as Dad said, don't live in fear about this, because they are intentionally hyping this up. I've said that from the beginning. Do I think that the coronavirus is real? Yes. I think there's a lot of viruses that are real. Yeah. A lot of stuff you want to probably actively avoid. Yeah. But understand what they're doing with this and what the real end game is and how they're using this to completely and totally subvert the First Amendment and remove our ability to speak freely about real, true topics that they don't want talked about there because it doesn't go along with their narrative.
By the way, the Donald Trump is still pushing this thing for the Democratic narrative. He's saying that the fake news media and their partner, the Democratic Party, is doing everything within its semi-considerable power. It used to be greater to inflame the coronavirus situation far beyond what the facts would warrant. Now, the problem that we have here is that we've got a problem with people dying in the United States. And so Donald Trump is doing everything he possibly can at this point to keep a panic from ensuing, but he's not done what he needed to do as far as going in and doing what he needed to 2 months ago when he saw this stuff coming in from China as far as restricting flights out of China. He has not yet restricted flights out of Italy. So we have a major problem happening here in the United States with a pandemic that's been released on the planet that's spreading throughout the United States unabated right now. This is the problem that we have. And if we don't find a way to get this thing fixed pretty doggone quick, what's going to happen is it's going to be a major issue all over the place. And we're going to find theme parks closing down. We're going to find that mass transit's going to start closing down. We're going to start seeing all of these things happening on a regular basis here in the United States. Now, like right now, we're talking about this, telling people not to panic, telling people this and that. And all of a sudden now Austin loses the signal, can't hear me. And, you know, and so this is the kind of stuff that's happening. Now, Donald Trump has unveiled a coronavirus bailout plan with a payroll tax cut. Now, I don't know what that means. Does that mean we're not going to be taking – now, Trump unveils his first attempt to arrest a plunging stock market with plan for payroll tax cut. Now, let me explain something to you. Payroll tax cuts, as far as I understand, payroll tax cuts are the amount of taxes they take out of your payroll every week when they get your paycheck. In other words, the IRS takes your money away from you in advance or while you get your paycheck rather than waiting for you to pay at the end of the year. See, when they first started with the IRS back in 1913, they didn't do this. At the end of every calendar year, if you owe taxes, which is like 1%, you had to send a check in to the IRS, to the federal government, for your taxes that you do. Well, then they decided that wasn't efficient enough. They want to start taking it out as they continue to raise the taxes out of your payroll check. Well, now, here's the problem. Let's say you're in a 30% tax bracket and you make, you know, $1,000 in a week or 2 week period, then all of a sudden you owe $300 in taxes. Well, now they reduce that amount to you, but at the end of the year, you still owe that amount. It's not going to be changed. You'll still now have to come out with a bunch of money at the end of the year to pay this back. He's also saying that they're going to be meeting with Congress to try to do this. Then he said it would be help for hourly workers. They can take time off of work without being penalized. But he never used the word coronavirus. Then he stormed out of the room instead of answering questions, what he said yesterday. Then he wants to meet with Republican senators Tuesday for talks on the payroll move. Okay, well, that's going to all have to be approved. You know, so all of this stuff is really, really weird. And again, I was talking about this when Austin was cut off here a few minutes ago. You've got to go back to Edward Bernays, and you've got to go back to marketing. Edward Bernays was the father of marketing is what he was. And he used the research as far as how to control a person's subconscious buying habits, and he was able to learn how to manipulate it through groupthink. In addition to that, he's the one who primarily put the whole marketing ads together for getting the United States into World War I with the sinking of the Lusitania and making the Germans appear as barbarians, though Germany had one of the largest ethnic groups in the United States at that time. So he was, remember, the cousin of Sigmund Freud, and they were both Kabbalists. They were both Luciferians. They were both Sabbatean Kabbalists. They followed Sabbatean Zevi, and they both worshipped and practiced Kabbalah via the Zohar. Said Freud was a nut, okay? And Edward Bernays was just as crazy as he was as far as their satanic roots. And they learned how to control groupthink and how to use mass marketing advertising to completely brainwash people into believing the lie. This is who they were. In fact, Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler, which I don't like Goebbels either because I thought he was another complete lowlife, Edward Bernays was his giant mentor. He loved Edward Bernays and loved the way that he was able to control the groupthink of the United States by marketing and advertising. This is exactly what they're doing to all of us right now. They control the groupthink in the United States. Oh, coronavirus is bad. Oh, we're having this come across the borders. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, yes, we're not doing anything to stop it. Okay, that's weird. Oh, yes, we need to have vaccines. Oh, yes, we need to have mandatory vaccines. Oh, yes, we need to have mandatory quarantines like they're doing in Italy. Wait a minute. Maybe we need to stop bringing all the Italians and the people who visited to Italy without putting them in quarantine, coming to the airports without even asking them questions. I have a friend, Terrence. He came back from Italy, went through Norway, came through Oslo, and when he came back into the United States, they asked him, have you been in China the past 14 days? He goes, no. So that was the end of it. No quarantine, no temperature check, nothing. When I got off that Veeam Dam back about 7-8 years ago, that ship, that Carnival cesspool ship that basically everything was so filthy on that had hair in my food and everything else, I wrote the whole article on it. You can read it on the website. Basically, they had the CDC there because the norovirus had gone through the ship. This is one ship had norovirus, and they were checking everybody's temperature as they got off the boat. Everybody. Just in case they needed to be quarantined by the CDC. Where the heck is that? That was under Obama, the Gay Canyon. I mean, you know, with his transgender wife, according to Joan Rivers. I mean, where is that type of inspection under Donald Trump? And there isn't any. And, you know, and Jeff Rinsen and I talked about this last night in depth, and I talked to several of my friends about it last night, and I told you guys yesterday, I really believe that Donald Trump had the opportunity to do what was right when he got into office. But I also believe he was put in front of us as a choice between Hillary and Donald. That's like asking you, do you want AIDS or do you want coronavirus? All right? Or do you want Ebola? Here's your choices. You got Ebola, AIDS, or coronavirus. You're like, well, I guess the AIDS will take longer to kill us. I guess I'd have to pick AIDS if you're forced into making a decision. And that's kind of like what we have. We knew that Donald Trump was a womanizer. We had already listened to the tapes with Billy Bush. I had already warned you guys about him and his, what he did with women who were married and trying to seduce them, who were supposedly friends of his wives. I mean, we've talked about this at length. But yet we as Christians, we looked the other way and we said, oh my God, we can't have the witch of Benghazi in the White House, so we're not going to put her in. So we're going to go ahead and pray that Donald Trump gets in. Well, we got what we wanted. This reminds me of Saul in the Old Testament when the Israelites, they wanted a king, and God said, you don't need a king. You got the priest caste class that basically tells you what to do, et cetera, the Levites. You don't need a king. I directed God them. No, we want a king. And so they got their king all right. They got Saul. The guy was completely and totally a loon. A loon. He was Looney Tunes. And he had to have music played to him all the time so he could calm the demon spirits or whatever he had in him. The guy was nuts. Like to throw spears at people. I mean, this guy was loons. And so what ended up happening is they got what they wanted. Well, we got what we wanted too with Donald Trump. Now, guys, this is some weird stuff going on right now. I personally believe that we got hoodwinked into the whole deal. I don't think that Donald Trump was even supposed to be president. I think it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. I think he was the accidental president. And I really believe that the reality is this, kind of using a too many words there, but the reality is this, that Donald Trump is the Rothschild's boy. I've told you that, and has been from the very beginning. But yet Christians, short of him, according to Chuck Baldwin, and I agree with Chuck on this, short of him arming Iran with nuclear weapons and nuking Israel and taking it off the face of the earth, the Christians and the Zionists in this country will never, ever see him for who he is. I mean, it's like they have blinders on. It's like the Lord, the God of this world has put blinders on them, and they cannot see or to know the truth. And these guys are Jesus-professing Christians, a lot of them. And it frustrates me to no end, Austin, that they won't look up and see what's happening. It's like you said, if it's not going to be the coronavirus, it's going to be something else. But they want their medical martial law. They want the vaccines. And, guys, here's the problem. I don't have a problem with vaccines. I don't. If they were clean. They're not clean. That 86 Vaccine Act under Reagan, in which these guys eliminated all liability exposure if they gave you a poison and you died from it, that's nuts. If they wanted to give us a vaccine against the coronavirus or pretty much anything else that was clean, we could produce antibodies against it in our own bodies and protect ourselves, I don't have a problem with it. But that's not what this is going to be about. This thing won't be double-blind clinically tested for a year. They want to push it out within 30 to 60 days. And Donald Trump doesn't understand the importance of proper testing on things like this. I mean, and again, like Austin said earlier with the HPV vaccine, what they did is they set up a control group. Here's how it works. They have a double-blind clinical research study, which means that the person who is administering the drug, the HPV vaccine, doesn't know whether they're giving the person a placebo, a fake sugar water injection, or whatever they're going to use, or the real HPV vaccine. And then they have a control group of people who don't get anything. And they, what they do is they compare the control group against the group that gets the vaccine. The problem with the control group is the control group also gets the aluminum injected into them. So there's a massive inflammation side in the control group and in the people who get the HPV vaccine. So then when you statistically analyze it, they both got the inflammation, which means it wasn't caused, they say, by the HPV vaccine, which means it negates itself in a statistical analysis, which means they now can say this product is safe because the control group doesn't have a standard deviation away from what happened with the group that basically was given the real vaccine. That's how research studies work. And so when they skew the numbers by poisoning the control group along with poisoning the people getting the vaccine at that point in time, they have a research study that says the product is safe. That's how twisted this thing is. So guys, just be really, really careful when you want to, before you start believing stuff that's being promoted by a federal government that seems to have lost it as far as their ability to differentiate the truth. Now, this has not just happened under Donald Trump. This has been going on a long, long, long time. This happened when John F. Kennedy got assassinated. It happened before that, even with from FDR. It happened all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, who was blackmailed by Samuel Untermeyer and that girl from Princeton. All of this stuff ties together in a long knot. And so we've really lost the United States of America as we knew it long before most of us were born, unless you're extremely old, like 107 right now, when the Federal Reserve Act was passed. This is the problem that we have. And then the coup took place with the CIA when JFK got shot. And we've been controlled completely with a shadow government ever since the 60s with John F. Kennedy. And this is where we find ourselves now. So this isn't Donald Trump's fault. This isn't Barack Obama's fault. This isn't the George Bush fault or the Clinton fault or the other Bush or Ronald Reagan's fault or anybody else's fault. This is because the deep state, the secret intelligence organizations working with the international banking cartels, working with the international, you know, secret societies like the Masonic lodges, are all tied together into a subversive crime network that is a satanic death cult. I've talked about this in detail. That's who runs the planet. That's who took down Building 7. And I covered this in detail last night on Jeff Rentz's show. So we have to think through what we do, what we say, and what we're blaming things on. This has been going on for a long, long, long time. And we really thought, we the patriots of the United States, because Donald Trump was held out as being a straight shooter, a man who was on 15, you know, years or whatever, who had the Apprentice TV show going on. They promoted him in front of us, put him in front of us, and then he got into his rallies, and he started talking about no gun control under my administration. We're going to have proper vaccine testing. We're going to set up a vaccine commission. And he started saying all the things that we the patriots wanted to hear. And he had absolutely no intentions on doing any of them. He still does the same thing. He goes to the doggone rallies. He says everything everybody wants to hear. Hoopla, rah, rah, Donald Trump, you know, our savior, blah, 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 king of Israel, whatever he wants to call himself under Wayne Allen Root, whatever he wants to say he is, okay, we, the patriot movement who goes to his rallies, want to believe it. I had a hard time with this. I've got a good friend of mine. A good friend I've known him for many, many years. His name's Brad. And, you know, at the beginning, when we started talking about what Trump was really doing, you know, Brad and I would talk about this and kind of have a little debate going, well, he shouldn't do this, he shouldn't do that. And finally, you know, Brad realizes, hey, you know, this ain't right. Something's wrong here. Guys, I'm telling you, we got hoodwinked because we were doing what was right in God's eyes. We wanted to have a change in the United States of America. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Trump ain't it. Because if he gets into the office again, which he's going to, he's going to win. He's going to bring us all kinds of draconian gun measures. You watch. You watch red flag gun laws spread all over the United States. And the Christians will sit there and they'll cheer. Because all they're going to say is, oh my goodness, this guy is great. Listen to his rallies. Listen to what he says. Guys, your walk talks a lot louder than your talk talks. Your walk talks. What you do is more important than what you say. Guys, please. Thank you for sending these shows to people. Thank you for allowing people to wake up. We've got to take our country back. We have to get the patriot movement reengaged to make them realize that we have to do what we were doing before the 2016 election and get back to that level of intervention in the federal government. If we don't, it's going to just keep getting worse and worse and worse. As Otto Kahn said, we control communism. capitalism, we control capitalism. We hold the earth by its axis, and we turn it any direction we want to get our desired outcome. That's what's going on right now in the international scene, and that's what's going on right now with all of this crazy stuff with whoever the guy from Building 7 again released this coronavirus in China and probably dropped other vials of it all over the country. Jeff Rentz asked me last night, he goes, do you think they dropped this or used a drone, a stealth drone, to fly over Iran and spray this stuff? And I'm like, I have no idea, Jeff. And I said, but there are easier ways to disperse it than a drone. You could go to a vending machine arcade room and just put it on all the knobs and handles in the vending machine arcade room, or bathrooms, or into a public area, or into a sporting event like a soccer stadium. There's all kinds of things you can do with a biological. Guys, we told you many years ago, and I've told you repeatedly, they're not going to use nukes, they're not going to use tidal waves or hurricanes, they could actually use those and direct those. They're not going to have aliens come and eat us. What they're going to do is use biologicals. If it's not this, it's going to be something else. Guys, stay frosty, keep your immune system strong, and walk in love, and don't walk in fear. Really important, Austin. What do you think?
Oh, that was really well said. The only exception to the earthquake thing is I've always thought that the California over there with the fault line, I don't know what's going to happen to that state, but I would not live in California, but that's just me. I know we got a lot of listeners over there, but if you've been over there and you know the research on that, that's one state that's going to have a serious earthquake at some point in time. But back to what you were saying as far as keeping these stuff restricted, it's ironic because this is something nobody's talking about. You know, Russia kind of chose not to participate in the coronavirus. I don't know if anybody's noticed that. They were one of the first countries, and I reported on this, the end of January, in January, it was like January 28th or something, they came in and said, all borders are closed. Done. Remember, they bordered China, by the way, guys. They bordered China. So it's not like there's some country that's like Fiji out in the middle of the ocean that's like, hey, we're not gonna deal with this. They said, we're not gonna participate. If China wants to release some biological and they want to have some concocted weird viruses coming out of containment 4 lab, we're just not gonna participate, guys. Goodbye. Close the borders. We are completely self-sufficient over here. And so they did that. And what's ironic about this, with Russia, their strong border measures, they have, all of Russia, they have had 20 coronavirus cases with zero deaths, by the way. Zero deaths. Almost everybody's fully recovered over there. Why is that? Why, think about that for a second. They border China. They have almost no cases over there. The country's fully up and operational. They haven't had to quarantine like anybody at all. Are they keeping their immune system strong? Probably appears they are. I know Putin, as much as the U.S. tries to demonize him with a lot of stuff, he does and says a lot of stuff that I don't disagree with at all. Do I agree with everything they do in Russia? No, absolutely not. But on the other hand, too, they've always kind of been, you know, straight edge about a lot of stuff over the last 10 years, regardless of what the mainstream media has tried to lie to the American populace about. But 20 cases, all of Russia, bordering China, 2.5 months now, 20 cases, zero deaths. They decided they were going to shut their borders down in January. But here in the United States, we're still letting people fly in from France and Italy and everything else, not even checking them. So that's what kind of seems odd to me, is it almost appears, as I've said repeatedly, when you take in the mainstream media censorship of almost everything when it comes to truth and questions about what's going on, when you see the mainstream media's massive hyping to this, the repeated references to vaccinations and how vaccinations aren't in yet and vaccinations are going to be done soon and how nothing works but vaccines, and you know the drill, and all this stuff that's going on with the non-screening and everybody coming in, and now it's starting to pop up in states all across the country. It's ironic to me when you see this country that borders China do the exact opposite of what we have done and shut down their country's borders, and they have almost zero cases over there. So just something I thought I would bring up. And back to what Dad was saying, yeah, there's a speech, I'm sure a lot of people have heard it. If you haven't, it's an incredibly open speech as far as about the truth of what's going on, and it was JFK's, one of his very, very popular speeches, one of the most popular speeches he's probably ever had. April 27th, 1961. And that's when he basically called out the secret societies. And this week discussed the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And golly, guys, he was 100% right about that. And that's exactly what we see now. The secrecy, the obfuscation, the lies, the manipulation, everything that we're being exposed to now, he pretty much called it out in 61. And of course, they shot him for it because that was not something that they could allow to have happen. And this is exactly what we have to continue to try to push on to Donald Trump, is that we elected him because we wanted a president that was going to do exactly what he said he was going to do before the election. And that was not expand gun laws, not go in and basically have unfettered wars that never end in countries we shouldn't even be in, not go in and have all these vaccines that have these toxic adjuvants. That's all I've asked for. I don't ask for a whole lot. But we really would like some freedom and some truth and some real news about what's really going on, Dad. So, yeah, I just find it interesting what we've seen in Russia compared to what we've seen in other countries now. And Russia was pretty much the spearhead in shutting down their borders and making sure this stuff did not get into their country in almost the first place.
Oh, by the way, a funeral home director in China saying the hospitals have sent bodies with cause of death as unidentified pneumonia. In other words, they're not putting it down as coronavirus. They're saying that basically they're unidentified pneumonia, so they're not listing them as coronavirus. CNBC's Jim Cramer, I don't really listen to CNBC ever, but he basically hits Trump for leisure time, admit the Dow bloodbath, and he says, all we want is more leadership. We don't want golfing. I mean, guys, I can't say that any better. And see, it's important that we all work together. And I guess Trump hasn't gotten that concept yet, where officials are not ruling out shutting down mass transit in the wake of the coronavirus. And the Washington nursing home with coronavirus outbreak has reported a shocking escalation with no symptoms to death. And what does that mean? That means somebody comes down with the coronavirus and they're dead just a few hours later. So it's just interesting. I don't know what's going on with our phone system today, guys. Obviously, we're not supposed to be doing this show. By the way, another CNN pundit says it's certain that Trump will replace Pence with Nikki Haley. I don't know about all that. We'll see what happens with what's happening with the election, with Trump replacing Pence with the hardcore Zionist Nikki Haley. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did that. But the reality is, this whole thing's just a show. I heard Mankow say this morning, he said he was no longer somebody who believes in elections. This is what he said on that number 5 rated show in Chicago. He said, unless we go back to paper ballots, that he doesn't trust anything as far as elections are concerned. And guys, I've got to go with Mankow on that. I think he's absolutely right. By the way, Italy's death tolls continue to get worse. Italians extend a lockdown across the whole country, as I mentioned earlier in the show, after the death toll leaps by 97 in one day to 463. As travel is restricted, people are told not to go out at night, and the nation's premier, the president, says there won't be a red zone. There'll just be Italy. In other words, the entire country is on full-blown lockdown. In addition to that, Donald Trump is refusing to say if he has been personally tested for coronavirus and storms out of the White House briefing on the crisis after Air Force One passenger Matt Gaetz goes into quarantine but reveals the president asked to see him despite virus fears. Remember, Matt Gaetz is the one who spoofed the coronavirus and showed up in Congress the other day wearing a full-blown respirator saying, oh, by the way, this is just all overblown. And by the way, one of his constituents now with Matt Gaetz has died of coronavirus. So all of these stories happening all over the place. Germany is now offering a drive-through center to swab patients for the killer infection as the outbreak continues to spiral out of control in Europe. And I will give the Germans credit that they're testing these people and then they're sending the data directly to the person and to the local health officials, which is what they want to do in the United States. Remember, when they start swabbing you and getting saliva samples, not only are they going to test you for coronavirus, they're going to do a DNA test on you too.
Yep.
I'm letting you know that in advance what's going to happen. And then the local officials will be told whether or not you should be quarantined or picked up. You guys have to pick on what you want to do with all that. What do you think, Oz?
No, there's no doubt about it. And I mean, and that's exactly what we've seen, because they've already discussed, Homeland Security has already opened up the floodgates to start testing individuals at the border, basically migrants that are coming in. And people go, oh, it's a good thing they can actually figure out who they are. Well, how do you just figure somebody out by their DNA, right? I mean, if you don't have their ID or their background and they're not in a database and they don't have any photographs and they don't have a driver's license, they don't have a passport and they don't have a social security number and they don't have a birth certificate, how in the world do you figure out who they are just by their DNA? You don't. They basically get a number. It's, you know, in entry number 5, entry number 10. Well, this is all being designed to collect everybody's DNA. We've talked about that repeatedly now. That's why 23andMe and a couple of those other companies, Ancestry.com, have been making boatloads of cash selling the DNA and the information to these pharmaceutical companies so they can basically design DNA-based medications, which, I mean, that has its entirely whole other aspect of that. And so what's crazy now, and then we see what's going on where they want to have basically these DNA and RNA-based vaccines for the coronavirus. They already said that's what the aspect of it's going to be. And now we know that the Vercelli's vaccine, the 6-in-1 vaccine that basically was approved by the FDA in 2008, it's a HEXA vaccine, which I don't even understand why they think this stuff is okay. It basically goes in, it's a diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polymyasis, hepatitis B, and influenza B vaccine to be given to 2-month-olds, 4-month-olds, and 6-month-olds. Golly, guys, when you bring some of this stuff up, it's so troubling to see that, I mean, when you see a HEXA vaccine like this get approved for children of that age, it should immediately raise a red flag, given the fact that it contains an aluminum adjuvant, just that by itself, in the vaccine, and you're injecting it to minor month-old babies. Tiny little babies here. But yet, of course, the CDC is planning to add it to the roster, and the FDA has approved it. But now what's ironic about it, and this is ironic in a sick way, the Vercelli's package insert notes that in the 2 clinical trials they did, 6 infants died in the Vercelli's group. 6 infants died. And the trial investigator's assessment of the death denied any relationship to the Vercelli's vaccine. Of course they did. Even though all 6 infants died within a month and a half of the vaccine, and even though the murky cause listed, sudden infant death syndrome, unknown cause, asphyxia, sepsis, and fluid in the brain match up to the type of adverse effects reported following the HEXA vaccination in Europe. Guys, we're being had. We're being lied to on a regular basis. And if you really think these individuals have your best interest in heart, just do some research on this HEX vaccine. Just do some research on it. When you start seeing that basically 6 infants died in the 2 trials that were in the group that got the injection of the vaccine, and of course the researchers go, oh, it was sudden infant death syndrome. It doesn't matter that all 6 of the infants died within an exact month and a half of getting the vaccine. It was sudden infant death syndrome. It had nothing to do with the vaccine whatsoever, any way, shape, or form. Nothing to be whatsoever. Guys, they are lying to you. Do your research on it. And the people that want to argue with you and say that you're a conspiracy theory, do the research, print it off, and shove it in their face and say, hey, and I don't mean literally, I mean figuratively. I'm not telling anybody battering a saw. I'm not engaging in that. But I'm saying, make sure you stand your ground with this, guys, because the more they push these vaccines, the more they push these agenda, the more psychological operation they're doing on the general public. And the more people are going to be so geared to believe this is what they have to do. I mean, I have a friend of ours. He used to work for he still works for UPS, but he doesn't run our route anymore. This is years ago. They were having a son, baby boy, and I asked him. I said, you know, are you guys going to vaccinate? And he said, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I printed off some papers when he stopped by the office one time. I said, hey man, I said, just read this stuff, just read it and take a look at it. And he goes, oh well, you know, I looked at it. I talked to him later on. He goes, I looked at it, but, you know, my wife basically thinks that, you know, we need to vaccinate. And, of course, she was born completely healthy. healthy, great pregnancy, immediately started shooting them up, and literally within a couple months, it was chronic sinus infection, chronic ear infection, chronic cold, chronically in the doctor. Every single time I turned around, oh, he's sick again. Now I talked to him the other day, he had basically put tubes in his ear 6 months ago. Then I talked to him again just recently, they basically had to have his tonsils removed. The kid's 3 years old, guys, and he lives in the hospital on a regular basis. And in the limited study from Newport, Rhode Island, you can pull it up. I've talked about this on the show before. Listen, back March 21st, 2019, it said in the limited studies done, unvaccinated children appear healthier than vaccinated peers, fewer colds, fewer ear infections, fewer flu, and less time out of school. This is from their own research. That pops up on Google, ironically enough. They've actually pushed that out there now. They're telling us what they do. They have it on the vaccine insert. Be informed and make an informed decision and consent to something. Do not allow to be pressured into something. They want this information off. They're pushing social media. You give it another couple years of everybody being complacent and everybody sitting back and ignoring stuff and not making a difference and not speaking their mind, they're going to come in and have enough pull to be able to shut down anything they want. That's why I remember Obama basically put together the internet kill switch, so to speak, which allowed them to essentially shut down the entire internet. They're going to want to use that at some point in time. They want to make sure that this information does not get out there. They don't want people talking about the Vaxelis vaccine and the package inserts and the fact that 6 infants died in the trial studies from sudden infant death syndrome. They don't want to talk about that at all. They don't want people discussing this. So thank you again for the support of Health Masters, and feel free to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We send out all kinds of different specials, stuff on there all the time, including the daily show articles that we push out on a regular basis, so you can get that information right to your email every single day, and you can forward it to people, you can listen it and get it out there. But guys, we're doing our absolute best to try to get this truth out there. This is why we research every day. This is why we do the show every day. We're trying to get this information out there. And so we need your support to push this information out there as well. Just forwarding the show or simply talking about it at the very least. Guys, talking about this information that we bring up. You can't be scared. You have to speak the truth, because what's going to happen is the complacency and fear that has been allowed to go into so many people's bodies because they're so scared of any type of reprisal from people, it's going to end up biting everybody in the backside here pretty soon, because it's going to reach a point in time we won't have the option to speak the truth anymore. So it's crucial. Get this information out there. Speak the truth. If you guys need anything, healthmasters.com, probiotic 350 billion. Last day it's on sale, product of the week. Be sure to vote on the other products you want to see win. Eyesight and prostate support are going back and forth, neck and neck. A lot of feedback on those since time. So be sure to check those out. The Ultimate Multiple Powder, the new flavor, the less sweet flavor, is still on sale. You can check that out as well. That'll be going on, it looks like, probably the end of this week, and we'll be pulling that off sale. So again, thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay frosty, stay awake, get the truth out there, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.